Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
It's another story that has just grown and grown over the last few days since the coronation when Leo Varadkar's, I don't know if he's husband or partner, attended the coronation with Leo, Matt Barrett, the doctor, and he put up some Instagram posts during the course of the ceremony. One, and I gotta tell you, I burst out laughing when I saw it. A picture of King Charles with the crown on his head. And he said it was like the sorting hat in Harry Potter. And was half expecting the hat to shout Gryffindor. I thought that was funny. But the designer, Paul Costello, not happy. And a lot of people queuing up to say that it was inappropriate. There was a photo also that he took from the back of the Taoiseach's official car. Now, this was cheeky. While all the VIPs were piling in for the coronation, he goes, holy S-H-1-T, I think I've accidentally been crowned King of England. Yeah. Then there was the, when the Queen Consort, Camilla, was waiting for her coronation and all her regalia to come down, he took a picture of the liturgy, the printed liturgy, and he posts up an Instagram post. Sounds like the script to A Good Night, to be honest. I laughed, I have to say. I shouldn't have, Michael, should I? Good morning.
Well, PJ, sorry, can I just pause you there for a moment, please, and just go back, if you don't mind, to your earlier discussion with Gareth.
Yes.
And I will also include your earlier discussions with Elmarie Moore, two fine individuals, well-respected, well-known presenters on your show.
Sure.
I wish them both the very best, because it brings us, you know, to a situation where we never know what's round the corner. And little did Gareth realise when driving through the city with his family that suddenly he would be at death's door.
You're right. You're
tragedy.
Right.
And I think on behalf of many of your listeners who would listen to both shows, I would just extend best wishes to both of them, because they're very, very well-known and well-respected
very
persons.
Kind.
Now, coming to this matter, PJ, look, if we go back to basics here. Now, let me say, I am not a monarchist.
Mm.
I have no particular interest in the monarchy other than to read the amusing stories about their behaviour from time to time. So, I am an Irish Republican,
mm-hmm,
and nationalist. But at the same time, PJ, you know, we have to go back to basics here. From time to time, we are all invited to certain events and functions,
mm,
either as individuals or representing the company or organization we work with or for. Now, if we are invited representing a company or a country or whatever, then we have to make a decision that if we accept this invitation, we are expected to behave in a particular manner.
Yeah.
Now, both of those individuals, I'm not using the term gentleman because I don't believe they deserve that title. Both of them are...
Really?
Both of them... Well, let me continue now, please.
Okay.
Both of them are highly educated individuals. One would assume that they should know how to behave themselves in certain circumstances.
Okay.
If not, then Leo Varadkar, as the Taoiseach and the representative of the government and the people of this country, he received an invitation. He had a duty and a responsibility to ensure that the person he brought as his plus one behaved in an appropriate manner. Now, this man, in my opinion, did not behave in an appropriate manner under the circumstances. Now, rather than immediately apologise, Leo Varadkar took the position that this man is an individual and he posted it on his private site. Now, completely unacceptable.
That's not a fact, though, Michael.
But he was there.
I am not my partner's keeper.
But Leo Varadkar had a duty and responsibility to ensure that this man behaved appropriately. Now, we are all invited to places. There are certain procedures that we are asked to follow in certain circumstances. The behaviour of this man, let me put it very bluntly, it was not only irresponsible, it was shameful, it was disrespectful, and it was humiliating, not only to the people involved there, but to the people of Ireland, because Leo Varadkar represented the people of Ireland, and this individual who attended with him had a duty and responsibility to show respect to the people of Ireland. He did not. I think it is shameful. If it was in any other country...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Leo Varadkar would be forced to resign. But
do you
Ireland,
think so, Michael?
No, absolutely.
Matt, by the way, has since apologized. Matt has apologized.
Irrelevant. Irrelevant. He's an educated man. He knew exactly what he was doing at the time. He was totally disrespectful to the system, and he was disrespectful to the people of Ireland. He is a disgrace. And I think,
let me come back and counter it a little bit. He was having a bit of fun.
Well, PJ, there are places for fun and there are places for serious behaviour.
Like I thought the one about the crown and comparing it to the hat in Harry Potter. I laughed at that.
But PJ, there is a time and place for everything. He could have done it after the event, when he was back in Ireland or whatever. But during the event, it was considered by many to be a solemn occasion. It was disrespectful to the event, and it was disrespectful to the people of Ireland. Many people may agree with him. They say many people would not agree with the whole monarchy situation. Me personally also. Mm-hmm. But this was not the act that should be appropriate under the circumstances.
Here's a question, Michael. If it was a thing that Matthew had tweeted these or put these Instagram posts up while he was watching the event on television rather than be sitting there in the congregation, would that have made a difference?
Well, to me, it would be completely different. To me, he was there as a plus one representing the Irish government and the people of Ireland. He has insulted and humiliated, made a laughing stock of the people of Ireland. It has reached the newspapers throughout the world. And look, here's another thing that didn't get any... Did you see the video of Leo Varadkar picking his nose as he was walking in? It's funny. But this is not the behaviour of a man representing a country.
Hold on. He may have just had an uncomfortable moment. Like, I'm sure if you sit around the studio here for 3 hours of a morning, Michael, you'll find me picking at my ear or scratching myself.
Agreed.
Is that social media fodder? Is that not down to the person who put the video up?
It's from all over the world that focused on you.
Is it not the responsibility of the person who sneakily put that video up?
Not at all. It is the behaviour of the man who, again, behaved inappropriately. There are cameras all over the world. We know now, PJ, that everybody who goes out the door, well, people who are well known, not others, of course, not the normal people, but they go out, they cannot scratch their head without somebody taking a photograph.
And that is wrong, Michael. That is wrong. You have a private life.
Well, not when you're representing your country in a public event. Not when you're representing the country and the people. Now, I'm hoping people will disagree with me because I think it's appropriate. But that is my view. Again, I'm not a monarchist. Mm. But when we attend particular events, we have a responsibility to behave. The behaviour of Leo and his partner were shameful and disgraceful.
Well, to me, the nose-picking thing, I thoroughly blame the person who took that picture and sneakily put it up for likes. And
well,
I stand over that.
But this is what happens. Look, there was a picture taken of Leo and his partner one time at some music event. Again, you know, what was the relevance in this? I don't know. But this is what happens when people who are in the public view go out. But again, I come back to Leo, who has attempted to avoid this. His colleagues who have attempted to push it under the parrot say, oh, he's a private individual. No, he was not there. Mm-hmm. He was not there as a private individual. Matthew Barrett was not individually invited to that event.
And he has apologized.
I blame and hold Leo responsible.
Okay, he has apologized and said it.
Well, irrelevant.
Hold on a while now, Michael. Let me stop you there for 1 second. What about a principle I learned from my late father? Okay? About apologies. Yeah. Takes a man to apologize. Takes a bigger one to accept.
Well, that's one particular view. But here is an educated man who behaved like an irresponsible child, and now he wants to apologize for his behavior. He thought he was funny, but it calls into question the particular mentality of both him and his partner, Leo Varadkar. Okay. And don't forget, Leo was there representing Ireland and the people of Ireland.
Okay.
Shameful, disgraceful.
Okay. Michael, you've started the conversation. We'll see where it goes. 083-396-9696 or 0818-969696. I laughed at the things that Matt put up. Should he have done it while he was inside in the cathedral? Probably not. Are we blowing it out of proportion? That's up to you to tell me.
Cork's 96 FM.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.